Prater and I might both hit, but from what I've been told, I'm going to be kicking off too.
You're holding as well, is that right?
Yep, holding too.
How's the chemistry going there? Obviously, it's all about timing.
Yeah, we've had only one day with Muehlbach and Prater, which was yesterday, and I think Prater was happy from the look of it, but we'll have our first live session today, so it's just going to take some reps, which luckily we kind of have that long week to get ahead of it.
How was the fastball from Don? Your hands hurt? You had a ice
bath? It don't hurt yet, but you got to think about closing him a little sooner with Don. That thing hums back. I've always known it hums back from scouting him in Minnesota so long, but I'll get used to it.
How worried that you were taking like a few picks before Sam?
I mean, it's just kind of funny how the paths work, right? Everyone takes a little different path and how things work out. But I'm very lucky that I'm close to Sam and know him well, where I can come in here and he's going to show me the ropes, because all he wants is to see this team win while he's out. So he wants to try and help me as much as he can.
What were you doing when they called?
I think I wasn't watching football, actually. I was out doing something else on Sunday. And then I think my agent called me and said, check Twitter, type in Redfern. And I did. And I was like, frick. Casey's a great guy. Because we had joint practice with Indy when I was there this offseason. So I got to talk to Casey for a while. And it just sucked to see it. And then my agent said, we're getting on a plane. So
when did that conversation or text message or whatever, when did that take place on Sunday? Do you know?
I think he texted me right after it happened, just saying, be ready. Yeah. And then the whole process kind of happened as the night developed. And he handles all that and just tells me when my flight is and to be ready to go.
When was the flight?
I think it was Monday morning. Okay. I flew out, yeah.
And where were you coming from?
Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yep.
How well do you know the Gunners here?
I'm just getting to know them. Actually, I lost pretty handily to Don in cornhole when I first got here. So that was my first introduction to the locker room. But he's great. He's like, I think, a seven-year vet. So he's definitely someone I can talk to right away and kind of get the feel of how they operate. And then he'll be able to kind of see what I do and translate that to the younger Gunners so they kind of know what to do too.
Yeah, because punting is more than just about kicking it as far as you can, right? There's got to be some kind of chemistry between you and the guys who are going out.
Yeah, I mean, the directional game's huge now in punting. So you need to be on the same page with your Gunners so they know where the ball is going to be or where they should expect it to be. So the Gunners are really your best friend as a punter.
Is that something you can learn in a week? I'm not sure how complicated it is or what. But.
Yeah, I want to say it's as complicated as what the offense and defense has to do. There's punt left, punt right, and a couple others. So it's not as hard as what they do on a daily basis.